Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Rah, rah, ah, ah, rah, ma, rah, ma, ma, ga, ga, ooh, la, la, what you been romance.
Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We are having a little bit of trouble reaching Bob Johnson this morning, so apologize for that. That's normally, I know what you expect on a Monday. This I-110 resurfacing project. Oh, good Lord. I mean, it'll be fine. It'll be overnight. Nobody will notice. It'll be, you know, in the evening and... you tell me. I'm curious if any have they started yet? Was it supposed to be today? Wasn't it supposed to be today that it started? I thought so. Also, isn't today the day that the Main Street closure takes place down by Joe Paddy's? I think that is also today, although it probably hasn't happened yet. Probably happens at 9 o'clock this morning, but that's going to be a very interesting one.
Beginning Monday, July 7th, after the holiday. A two-block portion of Main Street between A and E, ultimately in front of Joe Paddy's there, will be closed as part of that enormous stormwater project that right now has B Street closed, if you went by there today. But that closure is part of a large flood mitigation project, and there at some point we've got to go across Main, and so that's what we're going to be doing. And so traffic on Main Street will be detoured via Zaragoza along A and C, so you'll still be able to get around.
You'll still be able to get around, but that is going to be a long-term closure.
It will be a pretty lengthy closure. We're looking at, right now, pending weather, about a September 5th completion. So, it's a pretty sizable closure there. And B Street will remain closed for an additional 20 days following the reopening of Main Street.
So... but, you have to close roads sometimes in order to do work, and then when you get all done, everything's better. You know, the storm drains are better, or whatever other infrastructure is being done is better. But during the closure, it's not fun. You know, the pregnancy is terrible. The child is wonderful. You know, that's kind of right. That's always the analogy that I always think of. let's see. We got Bob Johnson is on the line, the sheriff of the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. Sorry we had some trouble with the phones this morning. I apologize.
Oh, no worries. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Hey, just first question, and I do not know the answer to this. That's why I'm asking is, we're just talking to Jimmy Petronis, and he said some teams from Florida, from Urban Search and Rescue, have already gone over to Texas. Have you guys been asked to send anybody? Has anybody from Santa Rosa gone over yet?
No, we have not been asked, but I'm sure if we do, we will definitely send people. That was horrific. My goodness, I can't even believe how bad that was.
Yeah, no, we all, I think, were watching in just horror seeing this all happen. Some of the things that happened in the last week, I think last weekend you guys arrested 19-year-old Noah Hoffman after reports of gunfire in Milton. I thought it was a your case. I didn't think it was an MPD case. Is that right?
Yeah, no, it's ours.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what happened here?
Yeah, it was pretty uneventful, the arrest actually was. But, it started out, I believe, if I'm thinking of the correct case, he shot like three or four times into a building. We had two shootings, and I want to say that was the one he got arrested for. And like I said, the arrest was uneventful. Nobody died during the shooting. It was just, one of those stupid things. People do stupid things with guns sometimes. Makes everybody look bad, but... is what it is.
You said there was a second shooting also?
Yeah, if I understood the shift report I got correctly, there was same person, two shootings.
Oh,
nobody
okay.
Hit, kind of thing. Yeah, same person.
Okay, I got you. I did not understand that, so my fault. I think you guys made some arrests in the rock throwing case, the I-10 throwing rocks on into the trucks. Is that right?
Yes, we did. Three juveniles and... it was, let me tell you, they think they're having fun and just playing around, but, you drop a rock off an overpass onto I-10 and vehicles doing 70, 75 miles an hour, that will kill people. And they thought of it as a game. So it's kind of scary, the mindset of these kids.
It seems like the only way to prevent that, I mean, like, there is no way to prevent that because people, you know, what are you going to do? You're going to put cages all over all of these overpasses. I mean, it just seems like you're counting on people not doing stupid things. And, of course, we know that kids, you know, not fully developed brains or for whatever reason they do things that, you know, they have the capacity to do far more harm than they are capable of paying for, right? So is there an answer to this other than just, you know, talk to your kids about not being stupid?
Yeah, and that's the main thing is parenting. You know, it never occurred to me growing up to do something like that because I knew my dad would beat me. Mm. So, you know, and everybody says now, well, don't strike your kids. It's terrible. No, I'm totally for disciplining your children as long as you don't go overboard with it. But, yeah, it would never occur to me to throw pieces of concrete blocks off the overpass at an interstate. A lot of it is parenting.
We're talking to Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, hang on for just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a 10 to 12-minute delay. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Sheriff Bob Johnson. How did the 4th of July go for your agency, beach, visitors, or other?
Yeah, actually extremely quiet. We didn't, as far as I know, we didn't make hardly any arrests on the beach, and it was kind of quiet. And, of course, since they legalized fireworks, you know, on the holidays, we didn't respond to a lot of fireworks complaints either because, you know, people know, hey, it's legal now, so what are you going to do? So it was kind of quiet.
Has it been – I just had a thought I don't think I've ever had before, which is – you know, in the past, we always have messages about don't shoot your guns off, obviously, you know, during the 4th of July. And I kind of, for the first time, it dawns on me that I wonder if people, because fireworks are legal now on these holidays, maybe they have an outlet. And so there's less gunplay of this stupid sort during the holidays. Have you noticed anything like that? Is it still the same, more or less?
No, I think it's less actually, at least in Santa Rosa County. We didn't have, I don't think, any gun complaints on the 4th of July. Yeah,
well, that's good.
And a lot of fireworks going off all over the place. And, you know, it's the 249th anniversary of us committing treason against England. And so we need to celebrate.
That's right. And we're going to have a big party next year. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
And all the British people can be going to work. And well, I guess it'll be Saturday, so maybe not the same. I did want to ask you, what level of participation, if any, does your agency currently have with the ICE stuff? You know, I've talked about this before. You guys have, an interlocal, just like PPD now has in Escambia Sheriff's Office. You know, we have a lot of them here in the panhandle. But have you guys really been involved in this very much? And also, have you been involved at all with the DeSantis administration, this discussion about a panhandle alligator, Alcatraz, or whatever that he was talking about the last couple of days?
Yeah, no, we haven't had any discussions with them, and we haven't really done anything with ICE on any kind of major level, only because they haven't asked us to. It's not because we're not participating. I mean, they just haven't come to us and said, hey, we're going to do this, and we need your help. I mean, we haven't been hit up like that yet, but I'm sure it's coming. You know, there's so limited number of ICE officers, and then, you know, so many people came across the border illegally in 4 years, so you're talking millions of people that they have to deport. So it's going to be a long, drawn-out process.
Orange County made news over the weekend as the first – it was not actually the weekend, but it was last week – but as the first place that somebody got the super speeder law enforced against them, it was at 12:04 a.m., if I remember correctly. So 2 or 3 minutes after the law went into effect, they clocked somebody at 1:04 on – I think it was on I-4 – and that's the new super speeder law where you can go to jail, first offense, if I'm not mistaken, for 50 over or over 100 total. Have you guys seen any enforcement of this yet in Santa Rosa County?
No, I'm aware of, but I'm sure we will. And I'm going to call John Mina, the sheriff of Orange County. We're very good friends. I'm going to call him today and congratulate him on breaking the record.
It was 2 or 3 minutes after the law went into effect they caught their first one. I thought that was, you know, I'm pretty sure that person didn't even know that was going to happen, but, you know, so it goes. Hey, MPD, Milton Police, the new police chief there, she was talking recently about having gotten a grant for some FLIR, some forward-looking infrared technology that would allow them to you know, look for people who might be missing in the forest or search for suspects or any of that kind of stuff. And I just didn't know whether you guys have that, have drones that have it, if it's for officers or just, yeah, I mean, I'm always curious what level of technology our local law enforcement is using.
Yeah, we have FLIR. We have several handheld handheld FLIRs, and we also have one mounted on our largest drone.
Okay. So that's something that you use at least somewhat routinely?
Yeah. Yeah, we can put it up at a moment's notice. We have, I believe, we're up to 5 FAA-certified drone pilots, and they're on call if they're not already working. When they're working, they have the drones in their vehicles, but when they're off, they take call, and if there's not a drone pilot working, they call them out, and yeah,
okay.
They help a lot in a lot of different situations.
Very good. Anything else that we missed in the last week that happened in Santa Rosa County?
No. Like I said, I don't want to jinx this, but it's been quiet.
We'll take it. Hey, I like the no news is good law enforcement story. That's I'll definitely take that one. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, Sheriff, thank you so much for the time. It was Independence Day on Friday. Thank you so much for your service in the Air Force and since as law enforcement. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again on next Monday.
Sounds good. Thank you, Andrew.
Bye. You bet. 820 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And, you know, if you're looking for that next house or you want to get an additional, you know, it's a rental you want to pick up or a vacation rental, or you just need to, you know, upsize because you're growing a family or downsize because, you know, family's moving out or you want to change locations. You've always wanted to live in the country. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty can make that happen. You've always wanted to live in the city, you know. Downtown, whatever. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, they can make that happen. They sell about three and a half, four homes a week, so they know what the market's doing at any moment. Like, and they know it from this week. You know, they know exactly what it's doing right now in your location, at your price range, whatever you're thinking about, and they can definitely give you good input, especially if you're just thinking about it. You know, give her a call, ask questions. She loves to meet new people. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for car care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss car care tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
As Florida's number one Invisalign and braces provider, Fishbein Orthodontics is proud to serve the community with 9 convenient locations along the Gulf Coast. And for the week of July 14th through the 18th, Fishbein Orthodontics is offering a flash sale just in time for back to school. $1,000 off braces or Invisalign. Start your smile journey today with a free consultation. Take advantage of the back to school flash sale July 14th through the 18th only. Visit fishortho.com. Your dream smile is closer than you think.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Hi, I'm Meg, inviting you to tune in today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest. They will be discussing the ProHealth Medical Membership Program, as well as an offer of 20 affordable on-site ultrasounds. Find out how ProHealth can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Well, Dwight Evans parked a couple homers, the Sox won, and by day's end, poor Ben had become one of God's most pathetic creatures, a Red Sox fan.
Somebody save your soul, cause you've been sinning in the city. I know too many troubles, all these lovers got you losing control.
Although I suppose these days, since that was from Fever Pitch, the Red Sox fans would be like, or a Cardinals fan. Oh, man. John, I know your girlfriend is a big Cardinals fan. So did she make you watch Friday night's slaughter against the Cubs?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, how do you have a game? I mean, I don't think it's ever happened. They didn't say, but I assume it. You have a back-to-back home run by the Cubs. Then you have a next back-to-back home run by Cubs. Then you have a back-to-back-to home run by the Cubs.
Right.
And then you have a fourth back-to-back, 8 home runs in a game.
Right.
I mean, I was listening just for sheer morbid curiosity at that point. I'm like, what's going to happen here? Is it going to be 10? I mean, I don't know. Oh, goodness. After getting shut out in, what, 30 straight innings by the...
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, all that aside, David Wayne, but I'm still a fan because, you know, good and bad, that's what makes it fun. It's the pain makes the sweet better, and the sweet makes the... Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Tesla shares are down in pre-market trading after CEO Elon Musk said he's forming a new political party. Of course, Musk did say over the weekend he's creating the America Party, a reaction to his anger over the spending bill signed by the president on Friday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will be at the White House today to meet with President Trump. Trump has continued to press Netanyahu about a ceasefire between the country and Hamas. And a Florida man recovering from a shark bite. That happened in New Smyrna Beach while the man was surfing on Sunday afternoon. Volusia County says he was taken to the hospital, but he is expected to be okay.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are back flowing smoothly. Not seeing any delays either to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, thanks so much. And also got a text in. Somebody says they just drove by the main street and it was still open as of now. So I'm guessing that work begins later today. Also had somebody else say, Main Street was my way to avoid Garden. And now the Garden's got all this construction. You're like, you know, why? Why?
Why me?
Why not Cervantes, too? I mean, let's do them all.
Let's do it all right now.
No, we're not going to do that. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, you want to get a good quality vehicle that's almost new but not brand new, that's what Frontier Motors specializes in. Almost new. You know, 1, 2, maybe 3 or 4 at most years old. Maybe 10 to 50,000 miles. Probably more like the 25 to 30 range is what they specialize in. Cars that are in really good shape that are not brand new. And one of the things you go there is, you know, you can look at a whole bunch of different ones all side by side, compare them all, trucks, vans, you know, SUVs, sports cars, sedans, whatever you're into. And I always say this, and I know you hear me say it a bunch, you think, who would do that? Well, you can do this. If you're thinking about buying a minivan, here's what I recommend you do. Drive the 3 or 4 different types, you know, 5 different, whatever you want to, whatever you're interested in, and then just drive one truck. Just one. Any truck. Ask them, what truck do you recommend for me? And they'll look at you because you're like, I thought you wanted a minivan. I know, but Andrew always says I should drive something else. Drive a truck and discover whether you like it or hate it. Maybe you hate it. You're like, that's why I want a minivan. Good. You'll know by contrast. Or you're like, oh, tell me more about this truck. Because you might discover that you're a truck person and you didn't even know it. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Oh, somebody texted in, says, talking about the kids throwing, you know, rocks, you know, big rocks over the overpass or the interstate. Back in the day, we would have been beaten for throwing an egg at a car. No? Yeah, that's, I agree. But speaking of that, John, do you ever TP or egg anybody ever as a kid?
Statute of limitations.
It's well expired. You're
okay.
Safe.
Yeah, no, I have no recollection of the event in question. I know you did, Andrew.
I have the most pathetic TPing a house story ever.
Wait, you couldn't?
This is genuinely the worst. I was in church choir. Stay with me.
Okay.
Then, which was we'd go tour. It was a really good thing. You know, and so Methodist church, mom raised me in the church choir, so I allegedly knew how to sing at least at one point. So after you get back from church choir, after you do your tour and you come back home, the way you celebrate that is you go TP the choir director's house.
Right.
So we all thought we were, you know, doing a thing, you know, getting one over. So we go to TP, and sure enough, the cops show up.
Oh, hello, Andrew.
And sure enough, the choir director comes out and says what is possibly the most humiliating thing you can ever have happen when you're trying to do a vandalism.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine. They're with me.
Oh.
They're with me. Just... I don't. The only thing worse than getting caught is getting it excused because it's a friendly fire situation. Like, that's just. It's not a.
Oh, goodness.
It's not exactly the story you tell for street cred.
No.
But that did really happen. I did really tell it. 829 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, my goodness. Where I don't even know where we're at. I don't. God, the DeSantis vetoes. So many vetoes. So much veto of funding that has Alex Andrade's name attached to it. So disgusting. Anyway, let's leave that for other times. Vetoes I do agree with. Some of the vetoes for, like, you know, public radio and public TV funding. I mean, they're small amounts, but again, I just, you know, you shouldn't be favoring one type of media over others. You know, shouldn't probably be funding newspapers either. But anyway, that's just its own thing. I did think it was interesting. He vetoed the study of the impact of eliminating property taxes, saying we don't need it. I think we need it. I'll give you just a little tiny thing. I hate property taxes. I think we ought to have a sales tax. But if we have a sales tax instead of a property tax, that will definitely make things cost more for poor people, and that will definitely mean less economic activity. And is that a problem? Well, I'd like a study to show.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. Camp Mystic says it's mourning the loss of 27 campers and counselors as the search continues for the victims of catastrophic Texas flooding.
Some of these young girls, as young as 7 years old, they were fast asleep in their cabins right near the river when this happened, and these devastating flash floods just swept through. The Guadalupe River surged 26 feet in just 45 minutes.
Fox's Brooke Taylor in Kerrville, Texas. Authorities say at least 82 people have died. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to meet with President Trump in Washington to talk about a potential ceasefire and hostage deal.
This deal, if it comes through, will involve a 60-day ceasefire where Hamas releases 10 living and 18 deceased hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners.
And that's Fox's Jackie Heinrich. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 82 degrees right now. Cloudy skies this morning in Pensacola. A Pensacola man facing a homicide charge after allegedly shooting and killing his father over a broken TV. Happened Saturday. 27-year-old O'Neill Robert Matthew Thompson was arrested following the incident, which happened on Lakewood Road, between Lakewood Road and Alba Plena Street. Investigators say the father and son were in a heated dispute when a third person attempted to intervene during the altercation. Thompson reportedly pulled a gun and shot his father, who later died of his injuries. Thompson remains in the Escambia jail with no bond. Firefighters investigating a possibly suspicious fire in Bratt. Happened last week. The home was declared a total loss after a Friday fire. Investigators say the house was vacant, but they are now looking into whether there may have been squatters occupying the home before the fire. ECFR firefighters from Walnut Hill, McDavid, Molino, and Century fire stations responded. They were aided by firefighters from Atmore. Well, with Independence Day now behind us, it's a week we all look forward to, the Red, White, and Blues Week. It all starts Wednesday with Breakfast with the Blues. The Blues will then have a practice air show Thursday, the full dress rehearsal Friday, and the official Blue Angels air show Saturday afternoon. Last week, Florida's Alligator Alcatraz opened its doors to federal immigration detainees. The Everglades facility started booking inmates last Wednesday following a tour by President Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis. Shortly after, plans for a second facility at the National Guard base in Northeast Florida were announced. Now there have been a few hints at a possible third facility in Florida, which could be in the Panhandle. The previous facilities were built at existing buildings with access to military airfields and airports. There are numerous options that could fit that bill between Pensacola to Panama City. So far, though, there's no word on any potential locations. A McDavid man has died after being hit by a vehicle while riding a lawnmower Friday. Happened on Highway 29 near East Bogia Road. 61-year-old, the 61-year-old was riding on the right side of the road when he was hit from behind by a woman in a sedan. The driver said she didn't see the lawnmower in time to stop. The lawnmower rider died at the scene of the crash. An investigation is ongoing. The Coast Guard recovered the body of a fisherman that fell overboard Saturday near Dolphin Island. The man reportedly fell into the water about 7:30 that morning. Search efforts were ongoing throughout the day on Saturday, and then Daphne Search and Rescue recovered the man's body underwater near Fort Morgan on Sunday. The fisherman has not been identified. Well, in the midst of all the flooding and catastrophe in Texas, Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday he's directed Florida's Division of Emergency Management to deploy resources there. The state is sending several swift water rescue teams to assist with response and recovery. The governor says the state is standing by to send more help as requested. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Not seeing any delays either. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And it is, looks like, partly cloudy right now. We've got 83 degrees in Pensacola. And our next news is at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Your money now this morning. Markets are down at the opening bell. Not by a lot, though. The Dow is down 82 points at 44,746. S&P down 25 and a half points at 62.53. NASDAQ down 132 points at 24.68. Looking at our 10-year bond rate, up slightly, 4.369%. Gold prices are down 23.60 at 33.19.30. Silver prices down 59 cents at 36.49. And crypto is mixed. The Bitcoin right now down 335 at 108.144. Ethereum's up. Solana's up. Looks like Dogecoin is up. And XRP is also up this morning. Well, Tesla shares were down pre-market trading this morning after Elon Musk said he was forming a new political party. At last check, share prices were down a little more than 6%. Musk said over the weekend that he was creating America's party, a reaction to his anger over the spending bill recently signed by President Trump. TikTok is reportedly developing a new version of its app specifically for United States customers. Its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, has to divest its U.S. operations to non-Chinese owners to comply with a new federal law by September, or they would risk being banned. There have been several extensions for that deadline so far. U.S. lawmakers say they support the move with fears of the Chinese government tapping into personal records of the 170 million American users. Tax credits for electric vehicles expire September 30th under the spending bill passed last week by Congress. That includes the $7,500 credit for buying or leasing a new electric vehicle and the $4,000 credit for used EVs. A Harvard University analysis estimated that ending the credits will save the government about $170 billion over a decade while reducing electric vehicle market penetration by 6%. It's 8:37, your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm retired Rear Admiral Kyle Kozed, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. You are cleared for takeoff at the National Naval Aviation Museum. From thrilling hands-on experiences to historical insights, the National Naval Aviation Museum is where dreams take flight. Go Mach speed in a flight simulator. Let inspiration soar among the 150 beautifully restored aircraft. Remember the moments in the giant screen theater and capture it all in the flight deck store. Visit NavalAviationMuseum.org to plan your visit today.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right. I did a thing yesterday on the way home from Greenville, which, by the way, it's funny. My son lives in Greenville, South Carolina. You know, to get there, you drive through three Greenvilles. There's Greenville,
really
Alabama,
do, yeah.
Greenville, Atlanta, and then Greenville. Mm-hmm. And it's funny that they're all on the same road, you know, kind of odd. Also, total side note, unrelated to anything, US 29, Highway 29.
Right.
Goes to Greenville, South Carolina.
It does. I know.
Really? That's interesting.
It's the same. We were there, and my wife's like, Highway 29. And I'm like, yeah, it's the U.S. highway system. It's got to be the same one. And she's like, no, it can't be. And I'm like, I think it is. But I got on my phone and I looked. I'm like, sure enough, yeah.
Wow.
I know, it's weird. Okay, but that's not related to anything. Buc-ee's, yay or nay?
Well, that's simple. Yay.
I did not ask you yet.
Well, you know what? I actually had an answer.
You just
jumped right in.
Calm, 437-1620, Buc-ee's, yay or nay. We went to the Buc-ee's, where was it? The east of Montgomery yesterday on the way home, you know, on 85, okay, between Auburn and, you know, I'll tell you my experience in a second. John Pickens, John, Buc-ee, 437-1620, Buc-ee's, yay or nay?
Yes.
Because?
I love the brisket.
At $26 a pound?
Well, I don't get that. I just get a sandwich.
At $9 for a sandwich?
Well, you know what? Sometimes we have to make sacrifices. Sacrifices.
I actually looked at the sandwich island, mm-hmm. I think you'd call it, and I thought, oh, John Pickens says he loves the brisket.
And did you try it?
No, I'm not paying $9 for some handheld sandwich at a truck stop.
But you didn't even try it.
I didn't. I was looking forward to eating at the cookout down the way anyway. So I had other plans. But I thought of you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And if it had been, you know, something reasonable, like if it had been maybe $4 for a sandwich at a truck stop, I would have considered it, but not at $8, $9. Okay, so you like the Buc-ee's.
Yes.
Is there anything you like about it other than the brisket?
It's big. It's got big breast rooms.
Did you say big breast rooms?
Breast rooms.
You did say big breast rooms.
I refuse to comment on the grounds that it may incriminate me.
It's not Twin Peaks. All right, so.
Oh, boys,
come on.
Boys.
Okay, I'm back off vacation. Anyway, okay, Meg, 437-1620, Buc-ee's, yay or nay?
I may have been there once, maybe. I don't have any recollection.
So you're a Buc-ee's? Eh.
Yeah.
Okay, all
whatever.
Right. So let me go right out there on the limb and say it this way. I am a Buc-ee's hell no.
Ooh.
That's
tell
harsh.
Us, Andrew. Tell us, Andrew. Why do you feel that way?
It's nothing but a horror show to me. It is all the people that I didn't want to see all in one place in my way. Even if I wanted the things they were selling at too high a price, even if, and it's not true, even if that were the case, having all those people in the way just makes it like, I don't even want to be here. It's funny to me because people who like Buc-ee's tend to be kind of rural a lot of times, right? Country folk, you know, simple, good, normal, Escambia, Santa Rosa County citizens. Buc-ee's is like going to New York City. What's wrong with you? It's chaos. It's waiting in line to get, you got to wait in line to get in to the driveway. Then you got to wait in line to get the gas. And then you got to,
I really don't
think. Were you tired or something?
No, I really don't think you can compare it to New York City. I just need to say that.
The traffic is the same.
No.
It is the, okay, the traffic is the same. the whole time I'm stressed out. I don't get how people like it. I genuinely don't get it. I've been there 3 times now, and every time the experience has been horrible. Mm. I mean, they're very nice. Mm-hmm. It's very clean. And the first thing I want to do when I get there is get out. That's my first desire. Okay, so tell me why you love Buc-ee's or don't love it. 437-1620. We have every point of view represented in the three of us. John is the, oh, yeah!
Yeah, I was Meg excited to tell you.
Wait, what now? And I'm the, no, no! Or as I think I said, a hell no. So anyway,
right.
John Pickens has traffic on the 5.
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. Just seeing some minor delays on Highway 29 southbound as you approach 9 Mile Road. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with the traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. All right, some text, 437-1620. Let's see. I really enjoy going there with the family, but hate to see all the money that gets spent as it gets all washed away. I've never been to Buc-ee's. I would like to try it. Feel free. You know, I never knock something until you try it. I'm a big fan.
True.
Sample it. You know, you may enjoy. Only been to Buc-ee's once for gas during Sally, and we didn't go inside. Let's see. Does the fact that my wife and I both have Buc-ee's swimsuits answer the question?
Oh my God!
The cult gear. I mean the affinity gear. We were somewhere at some state park walking around, and some woman was wearing a Buc-ee's shirt on. You know, and I'm like, my God, what point would you have to get to? But I know some people do. And listen, as much as I may be disparaging it, I am disparaging it for me. It's not my kind of music, right? I'm not saying it's bad music. I'm saying it's horrifying to me. And if you like it, that's great. I mean, they're obviously very successful. I will say this, best billboards. The billboards are hilarious.
I guess they won't be advertising on your show.
No, if you hear me in my voice talking about Buc-ee's, somebody's AI'd me. Because I will not advertise for things I don't believe in. And
I'll do it for you.
I could not. No, John could do it.
Yeah.
It could be John's voice.
No problem.
Just leaving that money on the table. Let's see. Yes, but I'm not super enthusiastic. I guess I just don't get it. I'm the same. But, you know, I mean, look, you know, In-N-Out burgers, there's some things people rave about, and I think, what's wrong with you?
Those are so good. I had one.
So somebody says, nope, it's overrated and overpriced. Let's see. No, I think it's terribly overrated. And by the way, it's not a truck stop. Well, but if I call it that, it's funnier, right? Oh, somebody says, Andrew calling Buc-ee's a truck stop is like calling Six Flags a fair. Especially that Buc-ee's is bigger than a music department. No, that's true. Buc-ee's, yes, for a clean seat for my butt. No, for anyone with social anxiety. Yeah, no, that's accurate, I think. Went to a Buc-ee's once. I'll never go back. Not impressed. I prefer Busy Bee. New Busy Bee is projected for I-75, 15 miles south of I-10. Well, that's a ways, though. But okay, fair enough. Go to Buc-ee's on a weekday during the off-season. Yeah, I did go on, like, July 6th. But right. It was the same as when I'd been there before. We had to wait for 15. It was like leaving a concert. We had, not yesterday, but the previous time, it took us 15 or 20 minutes just to get out of the parking lot in our car because of the traffic jam.
But see, you could have been eating that brisket while you were going. Just saying. That's what I do while I was waiting in line.
Is my look conveying to you?
I'm so staying out of this. I don't ever want Andrew to look at me that way.
He winked at me, so
that's not accurate. That's a lie. Fake news.
Before the look before the wink was kind of scary. I watched all weekend shows on serial killers.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I will eat a bowl of cereal. FYI, Buc-ee's is not a truck stop. I really like Buc-ee's. Definitely yes for Buc-ee's for Christmas gifts. Oh, my whole body shudders, but this person's a delightful person. We shop throughout the year and we find awesome stuff. Somebody says, way too many people and everything is overpriced, but I'm still going. Andrew is more of a Dollar General kind of guy. Oh, you know, I'm actually not that either. I'm not a DG or a DG Market or any of that kind of stuff. I did have a this is So I feel like this is in the vicinity, but it's still probably beside the point. We were with friends in Greenville, and we were talking with them, and they like to live in the country. And, you know, their son was, who's now 35, it's so weird, I've known him since he was five. But, you know, he was saying, yeah, you know, I'm happy being 35, 40 minutes from a Walmart. And I just like, are you human? Such a weird thing to say, but he is. He's a delightful person, but, you know, that's his view of happy. Because he likes the DG Market. As long as there's a DG Market close by, and I'm thinking, never in my life. Okay, okay to Buc-ee's as long as there aren't a bazillion freaking amount of people. Yeah, but that's all the time. That's every single time. Go for gas under $2. Got gas for under $2 last time. Oh, well, you know, you'd brag about that. That's fair. All right, 8:50 here on News Radio 92.3. I feel like my work, such as it is done.
Dales Marine Construction is passionate about creating waterfront structures and shoreline protections. Whether it's a small individual project or a large-scale corporate design, Dales Marine works hard to help you create a plan that satisfies your needs or wants for the space. From small residential docks and piers to large marinas and seawalls, Dales Marine, licensed and insured in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, the area's leader and expert in marine construction for over 30 years and proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Blues at the Beach is back this weekend. On your way to the show, both Friday and Saturday, listen to News Radio 92.3 for traffic information and special programming from the beach, including the broadcast during the Blues Saturday performance. Don't forget your radios to hear the commentary of the show on News Radio 92.3. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Blue Angels are flying to Pensacola Beach this week, and on Friday and Saturday at 2 p.m., you can catch the live narration right here on News Radio 92.3.
Love you, baby. You're beautiful.
So Elon Musk is creating the America Party, so all Americans will join it, I figure, because it already describes them. The America Party. Oh, man. Here's the thing. I really tried to think through this, and my first reaction to this was, who is he going for? Who does he think is going to join his party? It's not Trump supporters. Obviously, they like Trump. And he's their enemy now because he's so publicly separated from Trump. I don't think that Republicans who don't love Trump are going to go with Elon. I mean, I'm a Republican who is very mixed on Trump. I have no interest in following Elon. I mean, he just seems like the weird, kooky South African guy who occasionally makes neo-racist gestures. Like, I mean, I don't, you know, he rescued Twitter from the liberals. Okay, fine. At a loss to him, which I guess is good, but I don't, you know, I don't get it. I'm curious to see what the platform is. He's not independence. I don't think, he's not got like that Ross Perot quality. You know, he doesn't have the savvy, insightful, I know what's going on. He's got the kooky, weird South African 18 children by five different women vibe, right? Like, that's kind of his thing. So I don't know about that. And Democrats are firebombing his car, so they're not, I mean, some. But, you know, they're not his fan. He aligned with Trump, that pushed them out. Now he's anti-Trump, that pushed them out. Like, you've lost most of the people. I don't get who the audience is. But then I read a little, as you do a little bit more research and you read. His goal is not to be president. His goal is not to win a majority. His goal is not to replace the Democrat or, as I understand it, not to replace the Democrat or the Republican Party. His goal is to capture 5 to 10 seats in the House. And if you have razor-thin margins by the Republicans, who just lost another Republican, right, or Democrat, either way, 5 to 10 seats is a swing block. That's power. I mean, you know, why did Matt Gaetz have the power to do what he did with getting rid of Speaker McCarthy? Well, because the very small block that he represented was enough to control things and small blocks can control things if they can go either way. And so, you know, it's not an impossible theory. We'll see if it actually comes to fruition or not. But I'm more curious to see what his platform is going to be, or if there even is one. You know, what's it going to be? Like small budgets and term limits and I don't know, the Merca, you know? Like, I guess that's going to be the platform. Weird, just kind of caught my attention news. Did you see that Del Monte is declaring bankruptcy?
What?
Right. Yes, Del Monte.
Wow.
I know. Look, big companies can go too, but apparently after 139 years, Del Monte. And You know what they say? They said that they've seen some growth in some of their acquired off-brands or offshoots or whatever, but not enough to offset weak sales of Del Monte's primary canned vegetables, which is their thing. Their theory is, Sarah Foss, who's the global head of legal and restructuring at DebtWire, a financial consultant, says consumer preferences have shifted away from preservative-laden canned food in favor of healthier alternatives. So people want fresher, you know, and it's the funny thing is I was like, oh, my God, Del Monte. And they're going to restructure, which either means that they're going to restructure and succeed or they're going to restructure and never be. You know, who knows down the road. But I thought, oh, it's so weird to have Del Monte go away. And then I'm like, but when was the last time I bought Del Monte? You know?
Right.
I ever? You know, so I'm not helping them. Why would I be sad? I don't think of a lot of people going and buying canned vegetables. You either buy frozen because the quality's better, or you buy fresh, and the quality is much better. And, you know, what is canned vegetables for?
Do you think
camping, you know?
Could it have anything to do with all the generic brands now that go up against the name brands?
Right.
I mean, I've noticed, like, with Campbell's soup, there's four different options that are a dollar cheaper.
Well, now, Campbell's, I would
say,
like
that,
the generic
right?
is terrible. But, yeah, like you know.
Del Monte, any vegetable, there's going right. to be a generic.
If I'm making chili, I'm buying canned kidney beans, I'm buying generic. Right, I'm buying the generic. If I'm buying tomato sauce or paste, I'm buying generic.
That has to hurt the name brands at some point.
Of course. Yeah, and because I figure, like, if I'm willing to buy a canned vegetable, I'm willing to buy a crummy canned vegetable
because right?
the degree of crumminess is only a
All
little
relative.
Bit worse. You know, I'm already sacrificing by buying canned.
Well, and most of the generics claim to be the same.
Right. Right, so, you know, why not buy the cheaper one? Which I think aren't the generics usually made by a manufacturer and just
right.
labeled cheap, so which is fine, yeah. you know, whatever. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to report to you right now. I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We're going to bring up your previous?
I'm going to do what? I'm going to do what?
Where do you go in Buc-ee's when you have to take a pee? You go to the...
restroom.
You said it wrong the first time. Floating, I like that. That's kind of funny. Hey, I'm back from vacation. I've got a week's worth of commentary pent
tell.
Up. You know it happens. Hey, if you need anything done inside your home for the complex systems like air conditioning, heating, electrical, or plumbing, Pete and they can take care of you. All along the Gulf Coast for more than 55 years, from Tallahassee to Mobile. Yeah, I mean, they're in Alabama, like all along the Gulf Coast. They've expanded west across the water the last couple of years in Cache County line and Baldwin County. Anyway, they can help you. Professional servers show up on time, do what they're supposed to do, stand by the work, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And during the month of July, you have $1,000 off a new air conditioning system. It could be this is the time to think about being cool in August. Well, I mean, in July, but also in August and September, of course. $1,000 off a new air conditioning system. There is special financing available. There are some restrictions, so read the contract. Peden, PEADEN.com. 8:58 here on News Radio 92.3. It's funny to me how, I don't know, people get captivated by things that are fairly easy to explain. Like, Trump is always saying things or doing things, and some of them are very interesting and controversial or whatever. But he's saying, and I don't have the audio clip for you. I should, but I don't. He says, the tax cut and spend bill, which I'm calling it now instead of his BBB, whatever. He says there's no estate tax, no going to the banks and borrowing from, in some cases, a fine banker, and in some cases, Shylocks and bad people. He says this. And, anti-Semitism. Well, if you know the word. I mean, I think Shylock is a pretty exotic slur. It's not one that most people use or know. Some people do. Absolutely, some people do. But, you know, if you read Merchant of Venice, you know, if you know the origin of a pound of flesh, you know, like that's the idea of that play from a Jewish moneylender, which was clearly at that time, it was an anti-Semitic inclusion by Shakespeare, sure. But I just don't, it's a kind of word that acquires a meaning that doesn't necessarily attach to Judaism. It's just a payday loan place would be like a Shiloh. I don't know. So he says he didn't know. And I did what I always do. I asked somebody. I asked my wife, do you know the word Shiloh? And she says, I vaguely heard it. And I'm like, do you know it as anti-Jewish? She's like, no. And I said, exactly. Okay, fine. Just, you know, sometimes you can pass on caring about a story. You can pass on thinking something is a deep symbol of something else or whatever. It just, you know, he's meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu today.
Listen on air at 90. 90-